You're listening to the Texas Standard. It's been 45 years since astronaut Harrison Schmitt set foot on the moon as part of the Apollo 17 mission, and no one's done it since. But that could change. If the president gets his way, it will. Earlier this week, President Trump issued a new space policy directive with the goal of returning humans to the moon. So why go back after such a long absence? Here to talk about that, Phil Larson. He was an advisor to President Obama on space issues. He is now the Assistant Dean and Chief of Staff at the University of Colorado Boulder's College of Engineering and Applied Science. Phil, thanks for joining us on The Standard.
Great to be here.
We haven't put a man on the moon since 72. Why is that?
Well, the Apollo program that you're referencing was put together for a very specific reason. It was to, as JFK said, deliver humans to the moon and return them safely. But that wasn't the point. The point was to beat the Soviets
at
a technological marvel. And that's what we did. We chose our own high ground. They had already beaten us to low Earth orbit with Yuri Gagarin, with Sputnik.
Right.
And so we chose a destination that we knew we could beat them at.
So you fast forward to today and you consider the president's announcement. How has it been received in space exploration circles?
Yeah, the space community is actually used to these types of announcements. It's not uncommon for many presidents since JFK to try and recreate that Apollo moment. George H.W. Bush had a Moon and Mars initiative that never went anywhere. We had the space shuttle, of course, and the accidents, the tragedies that came with it. And George W. Bush then tried a refocusing on the moon as well with a big announcement. So these announcements, these speeches, these policy directions are actually nothing new for our community. What's more important is what actually happens. And what's happening right now in the United States are rockets are landing themselves and taking off again. We're having more launches from our shores here in the United States than we've ever had, than other countries are having. And so announcements versus reality, I think, is an important distinction when talking about our goals in space. What is exciting, I think, about the era of space we're in now is that we are starting to see the cost of it come down. We're in this kind of Wright brothers moment for commercial space travel.
Right.
And that commercial space travel is enabling America's leadership in space.
Well, you sound like you're somewhat skeptical about these presidential pronouncements. Given that, is there a particular gesture, a particular sort of milestone that would convince you that, yeah, this is real. We're really going back to the moon and then Mars this time.
Well, what I'm excited about is in the announcement this week, they basically took our 2010 National Space Policy, which talked about these commercial partnerships, and they changed two sentences to focus on the moon and eventually Mars and really the whole solar system. And so what I'll be looking for is the administration's budget request. What pieces of that are devoted to actually making tangible steps forward with exploring, you know, the moon and Mars and beyond? And what we have now as a United States capability is we have rockets, we have spacecraft. The one thing I think we do not have and is proven in the past to be a budget buster is the actual lander that lands on the moon, like we had the LEM in 1969
right.
through 1972, that actually put the astronauts from orbit to the surface of the moon. The reason that's so critical, obviously, other than bringing our folks down to the surface, is its only purpose is that. Rockets
right.
and spacecraft have many uses, but the actual building of the moon lander and in what partnership-driven approach does that look like? I think that could signal, okay, they're serious if they're going to partner and have a commercial lunar lander, for example. I think that would signal that this could be a serious thing that will actually make progress.
Phil Larson is the Assistant Dean and Chief of Staff at the University of Colorado Boulder's College of Engineering and Applied Science. He was also an advisor to President Obama on space issues. Phil, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
My pleasure. Thanks.